This is Anna Karmu with UN News. When conflict was underway and checkpoints were increasing everywhere in the Syrian capital Damascus, Sara Zain started biking to avoid the traffic, but verbal sexual harassment on the streets soon became a big problem. Since then, she has become an eco-friendly advocate for both a greener environment and the rights of women, attracting more than 4,000 girls to her cycling events and helping increase bike ownership among women. The co-founder of Yalla Let's Bike, or Come On Let's Bike, sat down for an interview with UN News' Yasmina Guerda at the COP24 Climate Change Conference in Poland, where she received an award for her work on gender and climate.
It's socially unacceptable for women and girls to ride bicycles due to the belief that bicycle seat deflowers virgin women, and virginity is quite a big deal in my community. So we wanted to empower them and most importantly end the harassment that they face while riding bicycle, because it's still unsafe for them to ride. And me personally, when I started cycling, I faced sexual harassment and I received catcalls, but that didn't stop me. It encouraged me even more to challenge the stigma. And so I started this initiative to empower women. And we have so far increased bicycle sales by 60%, and women and girls have made up 40% of buyers.
There's also, of course, another plus to this initiative, and it's the fact that it's turning Damascus into a greener city. Tell me a little bit about that component.
Exactly. While empowering women and girls and promoting gender equality, we are simultaneously fighting climate change. So it's connecting two SDGs at one time. And it's super important because you have to connect all these SDGs together, you know.
You started this project. The conflict in Syria had already started. How was it trying to launch a new initiative like this in the middle of a war?
Yeah, actually, we have started this initiative while conflict was underway and security checkpoints were increasing, were everywhere in the city. And that was one of the main reasons we started this initiative, because we couldn't put off with all these traffic jams in the streets. So we wanted to find a solution to fight overcrowded streets while being clean and supporting the environment in Syria, while also empowering girls and women.
And so what have been you already mentioned some of the achievements. Tell me more about the achievements of your organization.
We have also advocated for bicycle lanes for the first time in the country. We have also advocated for bicycle parking places. That was in cooperation with Syrian government and NGOs. So when the all sectors cooperate, great things happen indeed. And now we intend to move to other cities and replicate the project in other cities and also start bike sharing system.
What have been some of the big challenges that you faced in putting these initiatives together? Did you meet any resistance, either on the gender front or on the ecological front, on the spending front?
One of the major challenges during conflict is the lack of funding or poor funding, because, you know, companies during conflict isn't as strong as before, and we couldn't get funding that easily, especially for a project like conducting coaching sessions for girls and women, as many of them don't know how to ride due to poverty or social norms or religious reasons. So we wanted to do a project that coached them how to ride a bicycle, and it requires funding. So we managed to get funding from the United Nations Population Fund in Syria. I really thank them for their huge support they have given us. I think Syria is getting better and everything is getting back to normal, so we're hoping for the best.
Do you think that mentalities are changing on this new way, eco-friendly way of moving, and also on the gender issue?
We are seeing results, and that's very important, and it gives us a push forward to continue doing what we do. And also, we have to bear in mind that change doesn't happen overnight, and it takes time. It does take time. We have to be patient, because we are here changing behaviors, we are changing norms, social norms, and we are changing attitudes here, so it takes time.